Simon Mem Hey Siv Base. The Base Amelchus, a bathhouse. The old fashioned bathhouses had three rooms. They had an ante room, which people were dressed. Then they had a middle room with some were dressed and some were undressed. And then in the inner room where was the bathhouse, where people were not dressed. And there was a lot of moisture, humidity, whatever you call it. What do you call it?
Steam.
Just a lot of steam. Okay. In the inner room, there was a lot of steam, and very often there was also foul smell from the accumulated steam over the time. So, the Bais HaChitza and Shekol Oimdim Bo, Heim Levushin, in the outside room that everybody's dressed, Yechom Laniach Shom Tfilin Lachatchila, it's like a regular room, and you can put on tfilin there. The Bais HaMtzoi, the middle room, Shenikzosim Neyodim Oimdim Levushin, Kzosim Arubim, some are dressed and some are not dressed. Eile Yechom Laniachim Lachatchila, one should not put on the tfilin in such an area, it's not a Mechubdiya place. The chiddush is, he was not required to take him off if the tomb already on his head before he went to that area. And Jabru brings this middle area. Do we say the problem is because there are actually people not dressed there and therefore it's not called for this tefillin? Or what would be if he's by himself? Off hours, nobody's there. So Jabru brings the machlokes. Some opinions say that he could put on the tefillin if in lachatchila in this middle room because it's a clean room and there's nobody undressed. Others say no, that since it's a place which is miyuchud for some people to be undressed, it's not considered a mechubadika area, and therefore one should not lachatchila put on his tefillin in such a place. By safnimi shekol oimdim shamarun afilu hoyu arayish yourself lachosim. In the inner area where people wish to bathe over there not dressed, and also they had that foul smell from the large amount of steam over there, then you have to take off the tefillin, that is halacha, like a bathroom. Now, there's a third situation, or a different situation, is a Beis HaTfila, a place where women go to be toyel with themselves. So you would think that where she's going to toyel with themselves should be like that inner room. But the fact is that when a woman goes to be toyel with herself, she has to make a bracha. So what is with a bracha? So there are difference of opinions, but the Ashkenazi minig is that she can make a bracha even in that room because it's not full of the steam and everything else. She has to cover herself up. Come upon. So as far as bringing a tefillin also, if the place is just used for being toivel in a mikveh and it doesn't have this foul smell and there's no naked people there, then one would be able to put on tefillin there. One should not have his tefillin on in front of naked people. It's no gear if changing the children or children running around without clothing or whatever it may be. And Chiddush, Mishnah Berurah says, not only tefillin, but even Kisvei Kodesh. There's a person should not dress in front of Svarim, if they Svarim over there. Simen Mem Vov. We're now starting Halachas of Birchas HaShachar. We will see soon that we don't do it in this order. But the Gemara, the way it sets it up, is the second person opens up his eyes, he says, L'kai Neshama, my Neshama's back, I'm alive. Kishimiyish Makol Tanagol, he hails. He hears the rooster crowing. Noisen, Yivarach HaNoisen HaSechvi Vina. She said the bracha, Hashem gave wisdom to Sechvi. Sechvi can mean the bird and it also means the heart. It means that we are aroused by this fact, by the fact that the rooster knows when to start making his sounds. But it's really also relating to that we have Seichel. It's important to thank Hashem for your Seichel, because you may not use it otherwise. The next one is Sheniach V'yodov. When he puts on his clothing, Hashem brings clothing to those who do not have clothing. We recognize the clothing is a gift from Hashem. When he puts his hands on his eyes, he makes the blind able to see. At night when he was sleeping, he was blind. When he sits down, he was bound when he was sleeping. He couldn't sit up, now he's able to sit up. He thanks Hashem for that. Shazakish, when he stands up straight, it's like a kapuf and he's straight up.